Thank you, Krista, for joining me today, and congratulations on your EIT win. I'm wondering if you could start by telling me a little bit about your product.
First of all, thank you very much, Kate. Happy to be here. Altris, we are a sodium ion battery developer and a cathode producer. So we take pride in being one of the core components of the battery cell, but more so now having actually developed a sodium ion cell ready to be put out on the market to start providing safer, more sustainable and cost efficient storage as we now enter the sort of large green energy transition and electrification.
Great. And, you know, there's a lot of different batteries being developed or on the market from, you know, lithium ion and solid state. What are the kind of main benefits or achievements with something like the ones you're developing?
For us, really, that was sort of the core of what our co-founders set out to develop was a supply chain built on abundant raw materials. So none of the sort of complicated mineral sources or raw material that is heavily dependent on a specific country, in this case China for lithium. So we can sort of tap into available supply chains industrialized for other means that has abundance, so really, you know, not making a big dent into the earth's crust or putting heavy emphasis on specific minerals.
So I guess you're saving water as well there by, and also biodiversity in some of those regions where they're being depleted by mining particular forms of metal and iron and cobalt and things like that. So that's pretty compelling. Yeah. And with that, I mean, what kind of interest have you had from industry? I imagine there's a lot of people working on battery passports and things like that at the moment. So by skipping a lot of those pain points, I imagine it would be pretty compelling.
Yeah, I think with you know, regulatory at large has really given us a big tailwind in the sense that the cell that we've developed now, which is sort of on par with the LFP you see on lithium ion in energy density, built from a completely European supply chain, means that you can now disconnect any dependency on China or, you know, mining and refining outside of the European Union for this matter. But you could basically put up the same type of value chain in North America if you want.
Wow. So it's something that you could modular and ship to other countries.
For sure. One of the things we've really focused on was in this process, ensure freedom to operate for the cell that we developed so that you can take this concept, either do it in Europe, as mentioned, or you do it in Southeast Asia, or you do it in North America, and you don't need to either, you know, battle with the large battery cell producers competing for lithium, cobalt, nickel, manganese, but also have that steady supply guaranteed more or less.
Great. And in terms of supplies and commercialization, I mean, I know you're spun out of a university as a company. Can you tell me a little bit about the experience of going from, you know, university setting to trying to get commercial customers and commercial traction, and maybe how the EIT program was able to guide you or facilitate or make things, you know, easy in some ways? How does it all work?
I think it was a grounding experience for our co-founders coming from research focus, research-based work into a commercial entity. And then you try and take the first insecure steps into doing something more than just focusing on research. We were lucky to get some commercial support by externals where we're based in Uppsala in central Sweden. There's a large business angel network. So already there with the first smaller tickets, you will get some form of support. But then entering the EIT Accelerator program, I think built that first step in a platform in the sense that it gave us a more foundation to work from. It gave us introductions into potential customer conversations and getting that perspective on what is the actual product that this discovery could go into, and creating that line of sight has allowed them to be a bit more focused in driving towards that discovery and getting to that point where we are now and taking the next larger step in our industrialization and commercialization journey.
That's amazing. And in terms of, I guess, customers and use cases, I mean, where have you kind of been looking at evolving to, and what kind of traction have you had?
So our main sort of compromise versus lithium ion currently is that we have a lower energy density, meaning that electric vehicles is not fit for purpose for us now, because you can't get the same range out of a sodium ion battery as lithium ion. So we've targeted energy storage and large sort of industrial energy storage. And that's where we've now developed a cell that is 160 watt hours per kilo. That is commercial level. Northvolt in this case has been our partner in this development project. So they've tested and validated that. And the intention now is that they will further industrialize our discovery and put this cell into mass production for energy storage applications.
Well, that's a pretty good validation of your commercial use case. Wow. Northvolt, that's pretty much as high as you can get. Fantastic.
Yeah, we feel very excited about being, you know, the potential next generation product for Northvolt in this case. And that just confirms the use case and the sort of potential in sodium ion in general, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's true. And can you tell me a bit about the experience of being in one of these programs? I mean, as we said before, when we were chatting, there's a lot of programs for startups, particularly young startups. What are some of the benefits? Like you mentioned, it can be good to get networks and connecting. What were the things that you found the most beneficial?
I think for us, it created this springboard into actually a network of potential customers, investors, but also EIT from our perspective have been heavily involved in driving the regulatory agenda, in driving innovation in Europe at large. So for the battery industry and deep tech, right, this is something we really want to be able to leverage. And I think they've been instrumental in giving us access to either peers, opening doors at executive levels that we as a startup aspiring scale up weren't able to do ourselves. So from that perspective, I think EIT, I mean, they pack a punch, but in this specific area of battery manufacturing or the battery value chain, it's been instrumental in accelerating our commercialization.
Excellent. And what advice would you give to anyone considering joining a program?
Just go for it.
Yeah.
I think do your homework. Try to be as clear as you can with the information at hand in terms of what do you think you would benefit most from. As we discussed, right, there are a number of programs out there tailored for specific stages, specific type of industries or verticals or sizes of teams even. So do a bit of homework, but then reach out, have a conversation and try it out. There will be different programs fit for different stages of your journey. So make the most out of it.
Fantastic. Is there anything you wanted to add? Any news? Anything we should know about the company?
Oof, that's a good question. I mean, I hope to be able to share some exciting news in a very near future. We're currently raising our Series B to take that next step in building our larger pilot factory of cathode production. Give me another few weeks or a month, and then hopefully we can sound the drum a bit higher on the next steps.
That sounds great. Thank you very much for your time today. Cheers.
Thanks, Kate.